Hey, Fit Fam, it's Ryan Milton from Team Flex. You're on my show, Rye Rant Radio. If you haven't been on here before, it's a podcast where basically I do whatever and speak my mind, talk about whatever's going on, and people tend to get a lot of things out of it, you know, a lot of stuff that will help you do better with your goals, help you conquer your fucking shit, help you get where you want to be. That's the kind of shit we talk about on here, all right? So I ask you one favor, my fam. If you get anything out of my show at any point in time, just share it for me. Take a simple screenshot, tag at Team Flex, and post it on your story. You know, I'm putting this podcast out for free because I want to help everybody get where they want to be. You help me do that when you share this shit. Thank you for listening to Rye Rant, motherfucker. Gym, but wherever you are listening right now, thank you for listening, all right, you guys. And you know, it's been a little break on here. It's been a, you know, I was looking at the dates and I was like, holy shit, how did almost 2 months, maybe 2 months even, go by with me out doing an episode? And all I can tell you guys is I've been spending, you know, more time focusing on other things, you know, a little bit here and there, but mainly it's because I was doing other podcasts. All right, you guys, we got three, four new podcasts coming out. You guys, we got two out so far. Well, technically one other one, Professors of Bodybuilding. If you guys haven't heard that yet, make sure you look that up. Great podcast. Very excited to be doing that with Chris. And then I got one with Kayleen that's actually coming out today. And it's If This Podcast Fits Your Macros. Really cool stuff. I got ones coming with some of the other coaches too, so stay tuned. But I don't want you, fam, to think that Rye Rant Radio is gone. I don't want you to think it's in the toilet. It's here, and I'm here to talk about it today. So I want to cover this concept of, like, you know, winning, right? This concept of winning. It's something we talk about a lot on the show. And, you know, winning is for everybody in one form or another. You don't have to be competing in a sport to be a winner. You're competing in life, right? We're competing in all different goals, all different little things, all the fucking time. And it's human nature to want to win. It's our goal in life to want to win. Like, winning is what we want to fucking do. But people always have this wrong idea about what winning actually feels like, right? People sit around and they think that winning is this awesome thing that once you attain it, you know, you feel better, you feel so successful, everything in, you know, the hard work and all the troubles and the challenges and the fucking trials you went through, they're all worth it now. And, you know, that's really not how winning is, you guys. It's really, really not how winning is. I'll tell you the truth about winning. Winning is this, you know, this fucking esoteric idea of something that we all want to have, but as soon as you get there, it's not where the road ends. You always want to go into more, you always want to do more, you always want to go further, and now you're setting a new fucking goal. And, you know, when you win in life in any form, whether it's a competition, whether it's, you know, a career goal, maybe you started your own business, whenever you win in anything in life in general, all you've done is open a new door to a new challenge, a new life, a new something that now has to be won, another fucking challenge to go through, another trial, another fucking point where it's going to be a struggle, it's going to be a challenge, and you know what, fuckers? That's what we call life. And so I want to eliminate this idea when we talk about winning that, you know, winning is this fucking so wonderful thing that as soon as you get it, everything in your life is perfect and everything feels great and, you know, you're going to be so happy, so thankful. The truth is, you know, you see these dumbass fucking Instagram quotes and things that say it's not about the destination, it's about the journey. You know, winning is half the battle. You know, showing up is half the battle of winning. Fuck that shit, you guys. The truth is, showing up is none of the battle, okay? Showing up is absolutely fucking 0% of the battle. And when you win, you're still gonna have to fucking figure out how to win again. You're gonna have to figure out what the next goal is. You're gonna have to continue to grow because there is only growth in life. Anything that's not growing, it's dying. So if you attain some kind of goal where you say, all right, I won, I got there, I just did this thing that I wanted to do, I won my show, you know, I hit my weight loss goal, I built my business, I just got my raise at work, whatever it was you were trying to strive for, well, now that's just the beginning, motherfucker. That's the beginning. You got more to do. You got more work to put in, more places to go, more things that you're going to have to do over time. And it's not this simple. You cross the finish line, it's game over. As soon as you cross that finish line, now you're looking again for the next finish line. Where's that next finish line? How do you go to the next place? And how are you going to continue to get better? And that's the fucking point of the, you know, the disconnect in this world, where everybody thinks that, you know, it's participation trophies. You show up and you do good. No, you know what? You need to be busting your fucking ass to win. You need to be busting your fucking ass to win all the time. Don't settle for less than doing the best you can do in any single thing in your life. And then when you get there, understand that you still are going to have to fucking do better. It's the kind of constant mind fuck of winning, right? Is every time you win something, now you're kind of just, you just went up one notch, but the notch at the top just got taller also, right? It's like every time that you attain some goal and you made a new thing, it's time to figure out the next thing. And what I guess I'm trying to say overall to everybody out here is I see a lot of, you know, people bitching and complaining and crying and whining. And I've heard it from clients and, you know, athletes over the years. I've seen it from other people. People message me all the time, you guys. And they tell me different things, you know. I try to connect with as many people as I can in this industry and in this sport and, you know, in any part of life. And I hear the same kind of things, you know, that everybody's always complaining about the grind. They're always complaining about the challenges. They're always complaining about the struggle. They're always complaining that it's not easy, that it's not happening fast enough, that it's not going to be any better tomorrow. And the truth is, that's life, okay? When you stop looking at life in the sense of if you cross some arbitrary finish line, that everything is perfect, and you start looking at the fact that life is a, you know, a compilation of finish lines until the end of the fucking line, then you're going to open so many doors in your life and be able to enjoy so many things and realize that you have no fucking limit. You have no place that's gonna hold you back. You have no fucking, you know, box that you paint yourself in to say that this is where you're at. This is what you need to do. Your only goal right now is to win your competition. And then, you know, that's good enough. And you won it. Now you got your trophy and you're good to go. Move on with your life. Everything's perfect. No, that don't happen. You know, it's not that, oh, you know, I want to start my business and I just did it. And now I made the first step. I got my first, you know, product sale or whatever the fuck it is. And now I won and that's good enough. No, it doesn't happen that way. You know, it doesn't happen in any spot of life that when you cross one finish line, that's the end of it. That's it, okay? The truth is, your whole life is made of moments that you need to win. And that's what people want to do. People want to come out and they want to win shit. Everybody wants to win. You want to, you know, you hear the quotes, win the day. You hear all this shit. Everybody's always talking about winning, but they talk about it in this fucking way where it's supposed to be epic. It's supposed to be, you know, this big feeling. It's supposed to be this exciting moment. Something that changes your whole life. And in reality, it's never that way. You guys see all these people and, you know, all these sports, these pro athletes and things that go through their careers and their hot shit on, all of a sudden they're making all this money and the next fucking time you hear about them, they're living in some dumpster somewhere, having squandered it all. And it's because they didn't have that. They had the one focus, the one goal, the one thing that said that I just need to do this. And they may have won that, but they didn't have the follow-up after. They didn't realize that they're gonna have to do it again. They didn't realize that life is just a series of challenges to win. And so for all you listening right now, what I want you to understand is, you know, really sit down and think about this shit. At the end of this podcast, when I'm done blasting your ear off with it, think about what winning is to you. Think about what it means to you. And if you come up with answers to say, you know, it's everything, it's success, it's going to be epic, it's so exciting, then I would tell you, you haven't fucking won shit yet, because you don't understand every time you win, as soon as you feel that one moment of gratification for succeeding in something, it's time to circle back and realize you're getting back in the fucking trenches. You set a new goal that's higher, something that's bigger, something that's going to challenge you more than the last one, something that's going to take you to a level of yourself you never fucking thought was possible. Now you're back in the trenches. Now you're fighting. Now you're going through the challenges. Now you're going through the disciplines. Now you're pushing yourself to the fucking limit every day again, so that one day you can cross this next finish line and get there again and have this one moment of satisfaction, this one moment of gratitude, this one fucking moment where everything feels great. And now it's time to circle back and get back in the fucking trenches. And there's no other way to describe this. If you embrace this idea in your life, you will fucking dominate everything you touch. You will go to levels that you not thought were possible. You will win. Actually, you will fucking actually win most things you do, because when you realize that life is not a series of achievements and then everything's over, it's actually a series of constantly achieving and doing more, getting better than you ever did before, then you become fucking limitless. And this is what I want to challenge you all to do out there. Sit down, think about it, understand what winning means to you. Understand what winning actually means. If you want to win, you go to the next level. Once you get to that level, you find the next one. Once you get to the top and there is no next level, you fucking create one. That's winning. That's how you get there. And if you want to do good in any part of your life with anything, any of these goals you got, then you really need to redefine what winning means to you. Thanks you guys so damn much for listening. I appreciate it. I'll be back with more Rye Rant soon. So do me a favor, screenshot it, share it. Thank you so much. Make sure you're following podcasts wherever you're hearing it now. All right, thanks.